In light of the upcoming Cuba exhibit, the Denver Museum of Nature and Science asked some Cuban Americans with Denver connections about their hopes for Cuba's future. We're speaking with Frances Krueger. She is senior exhibit developer and writer here at the Denver Museum of Nature and Science. Tell us about these folks.
They're all really interesting. Christy Socaras Bigelow is the founder and owner of the restaurant Cuba Cuba here in Denver. And her story is a pretty fascinating one. Her family came from Cuba. She's passionate about bringing Cuba to the attention of people, and her number one love is Cuban food. In addition to videotaping these folks, we went out on location and took profile photographs in locations in Denver that they chose to be representative of the things that mean most to them. So here's Christy outside the Cuba Cuba restaurant. Towards the end of the exhibition, in addition to just doing the photos and statements, quotes from them, we are also borrowing some objects that are of a special meaning to these people. So for Christy, for example, we have a vintage cookbook called Cocina al Minuto, and we're literally going to be displaying it in the exhibition with a label that talks about its significance. One of the things I'd like to plug is that on our website, we're going to have some video of these folks actually talking in more depth than we could possibly go in these small exhibit areas. The next person that we contacted is a guy with a really high profile in Colorado. He no longer lives here in Denver, although he lived here for many years. He's now living in Florida. But Guillermo Vidal was the 44th mayor of Denver. In addition to serving as mayor, he was head of the Public Works Commission and oversaw construction of the Hamilton building at the Art Museum. Guillermo has also written a book that is called Boxing for Cuba, which I read as soon as I found out about it. It is a fantastic book. He literally did box for Cuba as a kid. This Boxing for Cuba is a memoir. And so we are displaying two things for Guillermo. One is his actual boxing gloves from Cuba, and the other is the book. I've learned a lot working on this exhibition. Operation Peter Pan, or sometimes called Operation Pedro Pan, was from 1960 to 1962, the U.S.-sponsored flights from Havana for parents who wanted to get their children out of Cuba. So these were unaccompanied minors. Guillermo was 10 when, as he said, in an act of great love, his parents put him and his brothers on a plane. Elaine Gantz Berman is an educator. She's been in education for 20 years. She has lots of ties to Denver academic institutions, including East High School, and she is a past member of the Colorado Board of Education. Elaine has a great love of the resilient and proud and entrepreneurial spirit of Cubans and has a lovely vision for the future. The object that we are displaying for her is an old photograph from, I think it's 1950, of her grandfather in Cuba with Albert Einstein. Last but certainly not least is Maria Garcia Berry. Maria is maybe the grande dame of the Cuban community in Denver. She has a tremendous interest and passion, for pretty obvious reasons, in American democratic style government. So that's what she has formed her career on. She is the founder and principal of CRL Associates, which is a lobbying firm here in Denver. Maria's objects that are being displayed are astoundingly emotional and meaningful. She, too, flew to the U.S. in Operation Peter Pan. She's letting us display her Cuban passport when she was 8 years old. The other thing, she ended up being allowed to bring a doll with her on the plane. And the name of the doll is Milagro, which is Spanish for miracle. When this exhibition was first organized in New York, President Obama had just visited Cuba and was making serious overtures to open up relations in terms of tourism and trade, and the current administration is not so inclined. So when the American Museum first did the exhibit, people's comments were all, for the most part, very hopeful. Now it's a little less so. However, people's thoughts on the matter vary widely. Some people would like to see Cuban-American relations completely opened and normalized. Other people say things like, I understand more now. I don't think Cuba can be changed from the outside, but what they have going for them inside Cuba in terms of joy and talent and art and culture and expertise and entrepreneurial spirit is what they think needs to be the focus. It's not going to be either in the long term, all one or all the other, but somewhere in between.